Talk to Dad.
Hello, and welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 120. Got William here with me.
Hello.
How's it going, William?
Pretty good.
It is really nice outside right now.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It was the best weather we've had in a long, long time.
There was
hardly any clouds in the skies. I came home from work. It was very cool. It felt like fall.
I mean, to be fair, a few days ago, it was kind of raining nonstop.
We had about a week and a half of constant rain.
That's kind of what Texas does.
We got like inches and inches of rain, just dumping, pouring rain.
Well, that's what Texas does, is like, it will be hot, and then it will rain like crazy, and then it will be like good weather, and then it'll go back to being hot until it rains like crazy again.
Yeah, but it stopped raining, and it cooled down, and it feels really good.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we talked about the weather, because one of the main reasons people listen to podcasts is to get the weather report, and right now the weather is really good.
I especially appreciate when it's good weather, whenever I forget that I have advisory in between going out to my field house and I have to go all the way around the school to get back in.
Explain what you just said, because some people might have got lost between advisory and field house.
Oh, sorry. I have an outdoor education class where that's like in a field house, which is like this building that's outside of the
It's kind of like a school. Sports facility that's next to the school.
Yeah, has like a football stadium in it and some classes on the side. And between, like during the passing period, between second and third period, I just walk out there. It's like 30, like 50 feet away, I don't know.
And what's advisory?
Advisory is what's in between second and third period. It's just like a small amount of time that's like a study hall, basically. Sometimes we'll have...
So it's beyond just your passing period?
Yeah, it's just like in between there. It's only like 30 minutes, and we'll have it on like occasional days.
Oh, yeah. Sounds confusing.
And sometimes I'll forget that I'll have advisory, and I'll... This happened to me twice now. I'll walk out of the school, go to outdoor education, and be confused as to why no one's there. And then I'll have to go all the
way... So it starts a half an hour later some days?
And at our school, like, they're kind of cracking down on, like, not letting anyone into the building, just because, like, even if it is someone you know, there could be someone behind you. So I had to, every time I do it, I'll have to go all the way around to the front and go into the office, get a pass, and then go to advisory.
Yeah. I noticed, so we did Meet the Teacher night a few nights ago. And for Meet the Teacher night, or I think sometimes they call it curriculum night, it's like if the parents come and we follow your schedule, and then you have like 5 minutes with each class, and the teachers just explain stuff about the class really fast, and then the bell rings and you have to go to the next class. So we followed your schedule, your A schedule, and then your B schedule. And when we went to the field house to where you have outdoor education, we tried to get back in the school, but the doors were locked. So we had to walk all the way around. So
yeah,
I understand. I understand a little bit how difficult that can be.
Yeah. Like sometimes when I remember I used to think it was a pain to like walk around the school when I was at middle school and like having to walk around the school to get picked up. But like at high school.
Yeah. Your high school is way bigger than your middle school, huh?
Yeah. All my teachers are really nice right now.
That's good. It's good to have nice teachers. Much better than having mean, ornery teachers.
Yeah. I have an animation teacher that I feel like is maybe too chill. Like, there are some kids that, like, finished up their work on Photoshop and were, like, kind of shrieking over an unblocked game. Like, they're all crowding around a computer and all the class could very audibly hear him. And the animation teacher just didn't care.
Yeah. Your animation teacher, when we did Meet the Teacher Night, he told us that he used to be in finance, and so he went to school, and his parents were teachers, and they said, don't become a teacher, because teachers don't earn any money. You should get a job where you earn a lot of money, so you should go into finance. So he became like a financial advisor, and he hated it, and so he quit and became a teacher.
Yeah. I mean, when you're an animation teacher, you get to work with stuff like Photoshop and everything else.
Yeah, so he seemed excited about his job, so that's fun.
Yeah.
And that's one of your favorite classes, right?
Yeah. Actually, I think GT Humanities might be my favorite class. It's like, it's kind of like English and history and like art combined. Mostly just because my teachers in that class have like won awards for teaching.
Yeah, you've got good teachers in that class. I noticed that in 2020, so like 2 years from now, They're taking a trip to Japan. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that. And they're going to Italy in 2019.
Yeah. Italy or Greece?
It might be Greece. I can't remember.
It was Greece. Maybe it's Italy. Mm. One of the two. But in 2020, they're going to go to Japan. That would be pretty cool. I wonder if they need like a parent chaperone who speaks Japanese.
I remember in eighth grade, some fine arts kids with rich parents got to go to Italy. But I couldn't, I was really mad about this. I couldn't go because I had to go to Portugal during that week.
I don't think you were too mad, and I don't think you regret it that much.
I was so mad. I had to go to Portugal.
So speaking of going out of the country, it is Thursday today. 1 week from today, we're going to get on a plane and go to Mexico City. And I'm super excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I've got the itinerary all planned out, and I'm just going to warn you, we are doing a ton of things. We'll probably be really tired.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, something you need to know about your dad is when I plan vacations, I don't leave a lot of time to just sort of sit around and relax. It's like, no, boom, boom, boom. We gotta wake up early so we can go places, and then we can go somewhere else, and then we can go to a third place and a fourth place, and then maybe, you know, hurry and grab a taxi home so we can go to sleep and get up and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's what our vacation's going to be like.
I guess we'll be doing a lot of walking, like in Portugal.
I think we will do a lot of walking, and that's just sort of, you know, we won't have a car or anything. We're going to fly to the airport, and then we'll take a taxi from the airport to our Airbnb apartment, and then we'll either walk or sometimes we'll take like an Uber or the metro. They have a really good metro in Mexico City, like a good subway system. It's the second biggest subway in the Western Hemisphere behind New York subway.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of the cheapest subways in the world. Like it only costs like 25 cents to ride the subway.
Oh, that's really cheap.
Yeah. So we'll probably mostly do either Uber or riding the metro, but we'll do a lot of walking around different neighborhoods in Mexico.
I mean, walking around in other countries, especially places like Mexico or Portugal that are really scenic, can be really fun.
Yeah, it can be really interesting. Like, you get to see a city in a way that you don't see if you're just driving around a city.
Yeah.
And there's, like, food everywhere. There's, like, food carts and, like, street food everywhere in Mexico. So I've heard. I don't know. I haven't been there yet. But there's, like, people. Like, if you go out there in the morning, supposedly, there's lots of people selling tamales because people eat tamales for breakfast.
Mm. So I'm guessing kind of like how Portugal, we're always stopping at bakeries. Here we'll stop at like food carts.
Taco stands and food carts and tamale stands and yeah, lots of stuff like that.
So this, I may be wrong about this, but this kind of sounds like the Mexican equivalent of like New York City, kind of.
I guess so. I mean, it's a huge city like New York is. In fact, I think it's bigger than New York, like population-wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super excited about Mexico City. I get really excited when we're just about to leave on vacation. We've been counting it down. Today is 6 days away. When this podcast comes out, it'll only be 5 days away. No, it's 7 days away today because it's 1 week. When the podcast comes out, it'll just be 5 days away. We're going to have to squeeze in another podcast so we don't miss one while we're out on vacation. Mm-hmm. I'll probably record one with Phoebe via Skype over the weekend, maybe, or on Monday.
Yeah, one thing I kind of like about vacations is getting, like, a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
It's a little stressful for me because I got to make sure they get recorded and edited and uploaded all before I go, but it's fine, I guess. What else is going on? While we're in Mexico, we are going to miss the season premiere of Doctor Who.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
We'll record it so we can watch it when we get back.
You know what the thing is, though?
What's that?
Will it be able to beat Series 10?
Is Series 10 last year's season?
Yeah, and it was, I've heard some people say it's like the second best season along with Season 4.
Yeah.
Because,
why do you think that is? Like, so Season 4 was the 10th Doctor, is that right,
David Tennant? Yeah, the 10th Doctor and Donna Noble, and some people say it's the best one.
Yeah. And then this was with Peter Capaldi, who's what, the 12th Doctor?
Yeah, and Bill, Nardole, and Missy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was kind of a palate cleanser after like series 8 and 9, which were very like kind of dark and gritty.
Yeah.
because series 10 is like very like fun. It's just like a fun adventure with like funny and kind of wacky characters.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like there's still like an overall like plot arc, but I still managed to make it very fun.
Nardal is really funny. What's the name of the actor who plays him? He's like a British comedian, so he was known as a comedian before he was a...
Yeah, shoot, I knew it at some point.
The Doctor's companion.
I might
robot
think of a,
companion. Is he? He's a robot, right?
No, I think he's just like an alien that had a bunch of parts. Like,
cyborg alien?
Like its parts kept on getting like stitched together or something. Ah, shoot, I forgot his name. I don't know, I'll probably remember it later.
Yeah.
It's like on the tip of my tongue. And then Bill... Pearl Mackey. Mm-hmm. Bill is a really good character.
Yeah, Bill's a good character.
Yeah, she's...
Series 12, I guess it'll be. Is that right?
Series 11.
Series 11. It's going to be a lot different because it's the first time they'll have a female doctor.
Yeah.
And Jodie Whittaker is the actress who's going to play the... What is this? The 13th Doctor?
Some people are mad about the female Doctor. Some people are really excited. I'm just kind of neutral.
I'm just interested to see how it goes.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see like what they keep about the Doctor's personality and how it plays differently with a female Doctor.
But you know what's one of my favorite reasons I like Series 10?
What's that?
So in the finale, they made Cybermen, like those like big robots that just... Like, before then, Cybermen are basically just, like, a bunch of big robots and, like, oh, no,
big,
they're attacking...
shiny silver robots, yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, they're attacking people, and that was pretty much all there was to it. Uh-huh. But in Series 10, they made them actually really creepy.
Yeah, scary to, you know, not like Doctor Who scary, not like horror show scary, but it was really creepy. Was that last season?
Yeah, Series 10.
It was a pretty good episode. That was one of the better episodes I'd seen in a while. I can't remember if I watched every episode that season or just watched some of them.
Yeah, but with the... It was like they kind of explained like the explanation of Cybermen. How they went from like people on hospital beds to like... Mm-hmm. Just like complete like emotionless drones.
I think that's always been the thing with Cybermen. Like they keep the story the same, but then they just kind of tell it differently. Each time they have an episode with them.
Somehow they managed to pull off, like, they took the original design of the Cybermen and, like, kind of told a story off of that, where they looked like sock puppets.
Yeah. And then the other reason why Series 11 is going to be a lot different is that the showrunner has changed.
Yeah, it'll be Chris Chibnall.
Yeah, and he did, the main thing he's known for is he did this British drama series called Broadchurch.
Yeah, I've heard
Which actually
good.
Had David Tennant in it, strangely, who was the 10th Doctor. But it is good. It's kind of like a murder mystery. There's three seasons. Each season has a different mystery. And Jodie Whittaker was in all three. So she was an actor. So in the first season, and this isn't spoiling anything for anyone, it's all about this small town in Northern England. And this boy, they find this boy dead on a beach. And it's a murder mystery, like who killed the boy. And she is the boy's mother. So she's like, you know... The person is hoping that they find justice for her son who was killed. And then she plays a bigger role kind of in some of the later seasons. But so that's kind of interesting. It was a very dramatic series. It's really good. It's really well done. But it'll be interesting to see kind of like that actress and that writer kind of working together, but doing it in the Doctor Who world.
Well, he's done episodes on the show before. Three of them are like a little forgettable, but one of them I really like. He did... 42, the one where, like, the Burn With Me guys running around the ship that's about to crash into the sun.
I didn't realize he did that.
He did the first one with the Silurian, with the Earth eating people. He did the Dinosaurs on a Spaceship one. That one's actually pretty
good. Which ones are the Silurians? Are they the lizard people?
Yeah, the Hungry Earth in Cold Blood. Yeah, the lizard people.
The lizard people that, like, live underneath the ground.
Yeah, he did Dinosaurs on a Spaceship, which actually had a Silurian plotline.
Yeah.
And he did the Power of Three one, where like all the cubes came down on Earth.
Yeah.
That one I really liked.
So that'll be exciting. So when we get home, we'll get to watch the new Doctor Who. Are they going to have like lots of episodes in the fall? Or are they just going to have a few and then take a break until the Christmas episode?
I don't know. Usually they'll have like a finale and then a Christmas episode.
Yeah, maybe they'll do it that way.
Sometimes they even start with a Christmas episode.
Do like a half season finale. I don't know. They do it. Seems like they do it differently every time. Like British TV shows have a different schedule than American TV shows.
Yeah, well, usually they'll have like a finale, and then at the end of the finale, they'll have like a cliffhanger that leads into the Christmas special.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, anything else? Anything else you want to discuss before we get into the news?
I think that's about it.
All right. Well, it is a school night, so let's move this along. We might have a slightly shorter podcast than usual today because I think you still have a little bit of homework to do. Let's do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Do you know the New York Times?
I've never heard of them.
It's like the biggest newspaper in the country. Sometimes they're called the newspaper of record, the most official newspaper in the country. Well, they have a hard-hitting news article. The headline is, "Don't you hate it when a seal slaps you in the face with an octopus?"
I hate that. That is my least favorite thing.
Yeah, well, Kyle Melinder does. He was kayaking in New Zealand and got slapped in the face with an octopus by a seal. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
This is kind of going viral right now because he was kayaking, and actually it was on a sponsored trip by GoPro, you know, the GoPro camera people. Mm-hmm. And the person he was kayaking with from Australia is named Tayo Masuda. And Tayo Masuda was filming and he saw a seal swim by, and he's like, "Oh, this is cool. I'll capture it on the camera." And right after he did that, the seal like came out of the water holding an octopus and slapped his friend with an octopus. And everyone thinks it's hilarious. You want to see the video? Obviously, okay. It's not going to come across on the podcast because this is an audio podcast, but you can look this up if you haven't seen it already. Maybe by the time people listen to this, they'll have seen everything already anyway.
Are seals very smart animals?
Disappeared. I have to find it again.
I know octopi are like kind of freakishly smart, but...
All right, here it is. Okay, so there's his friend. They're kayaking along. And the seal hits him in the face with an octopus.
He just throws an octopus at him.
Yeah, he's just kayaking along.
Tentacles.
And the seal hits him in the face with an octopus. Very strange. So, the New York Times article says the octopus was fighting for its life. The seal was fighting for its lunch. Kyle Melinder just happened to be there. Mr. Melinder was kayaking near Kaikoura, New Zealand on Saturday when he was interrupted in a very rude way. "It was not quite as hard as a human slap," Mr. Melinder, 37, said in an interview. "It was more like getting whipped with a slimy towel. You just feel the tentacles and the suctiony things."
Ugh.
"I don't know the right term, but I could feel it, and it hurt," he said. He said it was a moment of yuck. The moment of yuck, now the subject of a viral Instagram post and international news media attention, was captured by Tayo Masuda of Australia. Both men are paid ambassadors for GoPro, the camera company, which could not have planned better exposure for the release on Thursday of its Hero 7 model. Mr. Matsuda said in an interview they were among the group of about 10 kayakers watching a group of seals relaxing on nearby rocks. When one seal began swimming near the group, he got his camera out, hoping to get some underwater footage. Then, smack. "We instantly laughed so hard," he said, before quickly adding, "Kyle was a little more pained." So... I read another article about this. Everybody was talking about this like on Twitter and online. It was like on the front page of Google News. But I read another article saying what was actually going on in the video. So not a surprise probably, but the seal was not actually slapping him with the octopus. It wasn't the guy's, like, it wasn't anything personal to the guy. Do you know what was happening?
Well, he was just eating the octopus, right?
He was. So seals apparently will munch on an octopus. And one of, like, a marine biologist said, this happens all the time. And what they'll do is they'll grab an octopus, they'll come to the surface, and they'll, like, swing it around and throw it as hard as they can to try and get one of the arms to fall, to like snap off, and then they'll eat the arm.
Ugh, that's so it's kind of gruesome.
But this guy just happened to be in the way when the guy, when the seal was doing it. So he was throwing the octopus to hope to snap off its arm so it could have a tasty snack and eat octopus arm.
Cannot imagine being the octopus there.
I know. You don't think of seals as being like violent animals, but apparently if you're an octopus, they're pretty dangerous.
They sound pretty smart too.
Yeah. I think of like seals and sea otters that like they can kind of use their hands and yeah, kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the guy getting smacked by a seal with an octopus was kind of the news story of the day. Do you want to read your story?
Okay. So this is not actually the first time this has happened. I've heard this happen before. But boy 10 calls 911 for help with math homework. And he got help.
Way to go, boy.
It was from UPI. A Colorado police department shared audio from a 911 call placed by a 10-year-old boy who needed help with his math homework. I guess they're just always recording audio.
Do you want to hear this call?
Sure.
I've got it. Give me a second. All right. Here is the call that the police released. Where was this?
Colorado.
Somewhere in Colorado. All right, here's the call.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi, yeah, this is an emergency, but I'm 10 years old and I'm working on my math homework right now, and I can't figure out what 71 divided by 3,052 is.
How much?
What? 71 divided by 3,052.
3,052?
Yeah.
I could try to help you. I don't know how to do that off the top of my head either at the moment, so.
Okay, thanks.
One second.
That's a very helpful
dispatch. Are you working on decimals or?
I'm working on division.
Long division.
So it's, are you sure it's 71 divided by that, or is it 3,052 divided by 71?
That'll make more sense.
It's 3,052.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. One second.
Otherwise, you're going to end up with like a...
Because just doing it on a calculator, it's 42.98, which you would round up to like 43.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Is that all you needed?
Yeah.
You just gave him the answer.
All right, I'll let you go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
He just gave him the answer. And he wasn't like, here's the answer. Also, don't call the police about this.
Don't call 911. You're tying up 911. What if there's a serious emergency?
Yeah, it says, close able to help the boy find the answer, 42.9. It says, disclaimer, not all dispatchers are as skilled in math or are readily equipped with calculators as dispatcher Chris. The department wrote, reminding citizens to only use 911 for real emergencies and to call the police's non-emergency number for other questions. It says, though it should be noted that FCPD is not responsible for incorrect homework answers, if you and your child believe you need police assistance with an assignment, please contact your school resource officer during school hours. They love talking to their students about pretty much anything, the post said.
That's pretty funny. So it's Fort Collins, Colorado. We've driven through Fort Collins before. That's like north of Denver.
Oh, yeah.
They must have not a ton of crime, though, because he's super chill when he gets the call. Like, he doesn't have a whole lot of other stuff to do. He can just sit there and help that guy with his...
I like the part where it mentions school resource officers, because school resource officers, I thought about before, are kind of awesome.
They can be, yeah. They can be pretty... I like the ones that, like, get to know everybody and everybody knows who they are.
Yeah, they like visit classrooms because like they're not only like willing to like put their life at risk like being a policeman and like do all this crazy training stuff, but they also just want to interact with kids usually too.
Yeah, they can be pretty nice. The thing I wonder about this call is, so he told him what the answer was, but that didn't really help him learn how to do long division.
Yeah, he didn't like walk him through it or anything. He just gave him the answer and he was like, okay, bye.
It'd be same as like asking Alexa. She just lit up. It's like asking Alexa the question. Doesn't really teach you how to do math, but oh well. And now this kid thinks, well, I can just call 911 if I've got questions.
Yeah, maybe a school resource officer would give him answers.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't call 911 for stupid stuff like this.
I've got a story that has to do with
science! Oh boy, science story of the day.
We've got a funky dinosaur. I always like it when they discover weird new dinosaurs. This one is pretty weird.
Dinosaur stories are the best.
Yeah, this dinosaur that was just discovered. It was actually kind of like the first bones were discovered like in 1990. So like, what is that, 28 years ago? A long time ago. But then it took them a long time to get the rest of the bones. It was discovered in South Africa, near South Africa's border with Lesotho. The scientists who discovered it were from the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. They named the dinosaur Ledumahadi Mafubi, which translates in the Sesotho language to a giant thunderclap at dawn. Pretty cool. Pretty cool name, huh?
Yeah. At this point, it doesn't have sore at the end.
But... Ledumahadi Mafubi. I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but a giant thunderclap at dawn is a pretty cool name. It's one of the biggest dinosaurs. They think it's the biggest dinosaur. The way it says in this article, and this is an article from NPR, they say it was the largest land creature ever to have lived. But I don't think that's right, because they say, unlike the even bigger creatures that came later. So it's not the biggest dinosaur of all time. But I think it was maybe the biggest dinosaur up to that point. It's got some strange things about it. One of the strange things about it was, despite the fact that it's really huge, it's about twice as big as a African elephant. It would sometimes go up on two legs.
Ah, cool.
So it was really big, but would sometimes walk on two legs. Most of the time they think it walked on four legs. The other thing that's strange about it is it looked kind of weird. There's an artist's version of it right there. Maybe I'll post this to Instagram and tweet it out on Twitter.
Oh, so it's kind of like a cross between Stegosaurus and Brontosaurus?
Yeah, well, they think it was like an ancestor to the Brontosaurus. They say it was a transitional dinosaur. So it was between, it was like in evolutionary terms, it was like between some two-legged dinosaurs, some bipedal dinosaurs.
Wait, I thought the Brontosaurus turned out to just be a bunch of mixed up bones.
Yeah, I've heard that before. But they think it was kind of between that and the sauropods. So I think the Brontosaurus is a little bit sketchy now. Like, they don't think it's really. But the sauropods, like the ones you think about with the long necks and the big bodies, it was between those and other smaller dinosaurs that walked on 2 feet. So this one would usually walk on 4 feet, but it could walk on 2 feet as well.
Like,
and
bears.
Even stranger than that, the really strange thing is it had grasping hand-like things on its front, almost like opposable thumbs.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, the...
I think it was iguanodons that had opposable thumbs. Might be wrong.
They say... I'm looking for the language exactly. It had a grasping hand and even sort of like a rudimentary opposable thumb, so it could grab things with its front forelimbs.
So cool. I remember I used to have a dinosaur book where they mentioned this one dinosaur with thumbs. I forgot which one it was, though.
Oh, yeah. That's weird to think about a dinosaur that's like huge. It's got, it can walk around on two legs or four legs, and it can grab things with its front legs.
Imagine how scary it would be to have dinosaurs like still walking around.
Yeah. You know, I was, I can't remember where I was listening to this or reading something, but like scientists were saying, if it were not for the big extinction event, if it were not for the big, you know, comet, or whatever it was that ultimately caused the dinosaurs, the dinosaurs probably would still live today. Like, they probably would just be like, and then they would have kept evolving, and there'd be like all kinds of crazy dinosaurs living today, which is really weird.
I mean, aren't people kind of trying to clone dinosaurs?
I know that there's some talk about it. I mean, obviously there was the movie Jurassic Park, which was just a movie, but I know there's some talk about maybe being able to do it in real life. I think we might have talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But this dinosaur was just kind of cool. Mom sent me this article, and I thought we'd talk about a weird dinosaur because it's always fun to talk about. Science!
Yeah. I think of all science stories, the ones about dinosaurs are the best.
Yeah. Let's do a segment we haven't done in a little while. Ooh. This segment, is kind of like a combination of hypothetical and either or. What I just said was only, oh yeah, either or. And it is would you rather. We haven't done would you rather in a little while.
Yeah, I like the segment.
I'm going to pull up the would you rather app, see if there are some good ones here. Sometimes it can take me a little while to get to a good one. I don't know if some of these we've done before, or have done one close to it. Here's one. Would you rather have Superman's ability to fly or have Superman's strength?
Fly, definitely.
Everybody wants to fly, right?
Yeah. It's like in the Shazam trailer.
Having Superman's strength would be pretty cool too, though. I don't think anyone would pick his ice cold breath. Like of all the superpowers.
Yeah, it's just lame.
I don't think anyone would pick that one. X-ray vision. Doesn't he have X-ray vision too?
Can you control it?
I know. Kind of strange. But yes, I'm guessing, yeah, 64% of everybody said have Superman's ability to fly.
Yeah,
I would have been surprised if it was strength.
Wait, did it?
Everybody wants to fly.
Wait, did it also mention the cooling breath and X-ray vision?
No.
He can shoot lasers out of his eyes too, right?
Yeah, like laser beams?
And I'm
something
pretty sure
like that, or some sort of like eye beam.
I'm pretty sure they incorporate every one of those powers in the movies.
I kind of want to look that up now. Superman.
I feel like if I had super strength, would I be able to control it? Like if I like high five someone, would they just like get like shot into the air? If Superman can move around planets, then
Superman eye beams, heat vision, is what the Superman wiki says. Heat vision is a superpower possessed by Kryptonians and Daxamites when exposed to a yellow sun. It is the ability to release massive amounts of solar energy stored within their body through their eyes in focused beams of heat.
It's crazy.
That's really weird. It was originally considered a subset of X-ray vision. For example, Superman was known to melt metal with the heat of his X-ray vision. As his powers developed and became more defined, however, heat vision became distinguished as an individual power. That's pretty weird. No one ever talks about that. Or the cooling breath.
Heat vision and cooling breath, wow.
They always talk about his strength and his ability to fly.
Those are the two options, right?
Yeah. Here's a funny one, kind of. Would you rather not be able to tell the time or not know left from right? I like the negative ones because they're kind of funny.
Like, what do they mean by don't be able to tell the time? Like, the exact
time? You wouldn't be able
time?
To tell time. Well, like, if you looked at a clock, you'd be like, I don't know what that means.
But like the exact time? Or like, would you still be able to tell if it was noon or the afternoon or whatever?
Really funny family story. Really funny dip. Really quick dip into the family archives.
Family archives?
What secrets does this ancient repository of power and knowledge hold?
When you were a little kid, sometimes, like, if it was, like, a Saturday or something and you were hungry, you used to say, Dad, what time is it? And I would look at the clock and I'd be like, it's 11:42. And you'd just get really mad and you'd go, that's just numbers. What you wanted me to say was, it's time to eat. And you were like, what time is it? It's time to eat. It's time to have a snack. And you'd ask me, and I'd tell you what time it is. You'd be like, no, that's just numbers. You get really mad.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Funny. All right, so not being able to tell the time, so you can't tell the time. Like you look at a clock and you just don't know what time it is. Or not know left from right.
Left from right, I think.
You would rather not know left from right? I think I would rather not be able to tell the time.
Well, telling time I feel like is a bit more important.
Because you could always ask someone and they could tell you.
That's true. But you could always ask someone left from right.
Yeah, you could always ask Alexa.
I guess you could never memorize left from right if you kept on asking people.
All right, you're saying, but then if you got directions, you'd never be able to go where you're supposed
to
go.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, actually,
like, oh, you just walk down here and you turn left, and it's right there. Or, hey, can I use your bathroom? Yeah, it's just down the hall to the left. Be like, I guess you could just walk down the hall.
The thing about asking people about the time is, I feel like it's almost kind of like asking for a pencil in the middle of class, where it could take like 2 seconds, or it could like take like asking like 20 different people.
What do you think people guessed or said most? Not be able to tell the time or not be able to know left from right? It was kind of an overwhelming response on this one.
I guess they said left from right.
That's right. 72% said they'd rather not know left from right. instead of not be able to tell the time.
Do you say that's right? What does that mean?
No, it's left.
What does that mean?
All right, next one. I think we've done that one before. I'm going to move on.
What's the one that we had done before?
Oh, this is a weird one. I've never heard this one before, and I think the answer is obvious. But I'm going to... It's a strange one. Would you rather be insane and admitted to a psychiatric facility indefinitely, or be completely sane but be admitted for the rest of your life?
I think the insane one.
Yeah, because the other one sounds horrible. Like, be completely sane but be admitted to an insane asylum for the rest of your life. That's like the worst.
Yeah, because then one...
If you're crazy, maybe you have a chance of getting better, or at least you're crazy so you don't have to worry about, like...
Actually, yes, it's pretty obvious. In one, you're insane, and then you're not insane, and you're not in the asylum for the rest of your life.
Yeah. That one seems really obvious.
Let's get some cool stories.
Let's see if everyone else agreed with us. Strangely, more people picked the other one. They would rather be completely sane but admitted for the rest of your life.
Yeah, sometimes majority ones are kind of... Sometimes majority ones are a little dumb.
I guess they just like being insane. Not crazy. But being insane and admitted indefinitely, to me, seems like the obvious. Only 31% said that.
And in one, you're insane, then you become sane. It seems like in that one, you'd be sane, then become insane.
Yeah, it does. All right, let's try a few more. Just trying to find a good one. Would you rather be forgotten or be hatefully remembered?
Oof, forgotten.
Pretty depressing.
That's really depressing.
I think I agree that I would rather be forgotten than be remembered hatefully. And 72% of everyone agreed.
Yeah, that's kind of obvious.
It's a bad choice to have to make, but yeah. I wouldn't want to be infamous like, you know, like a mass murderer or something.
Yeah, I don't really like thinking about like bad choice versus bad choice.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes, like, me uncomfortable. Just makes you uncomfortable. Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. Would you rather discover something great and spread it, or discover something evil and prevent it?
Do I get credit for either one?
I think you get credit for both of them. So if you discover something great, like, say, I don't know, a cool new invention, or you discover something evil, like a dangerous disease, but then you prevent it.
Well, I kind of feel like it depends on how evil or great it is, but I would say
let's just assume that they're both equally.
I would say discover something great, because
the thing that's bad is just as bad as the thing that's good is good.
Yeah. So if they're equally good and bad, then you get just as much credit. I would say you get to be like just as much of a good person each one, and getting something good is still better than stopping something that's bad. So I'd say discovering something that's great.
Yeah, probably. The idea of discovering something evil, so that sort of implies that it wasn't around before you discovered it. Like, if it's already there and you get credit for, like, getting rid of it, like eradicating a disease, that might be better. But I think you're right. Discovering something great and spreading it around with these two choices is better. 57% of everyone agreed with us. Only 43% said discover something evil.
Yeah, I can kind of see why that one's a little split.
All right, so that is Would You Rather. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Those are pretty good Would You Rather. Those are some pretty good Would You Rathers.
Yeah, those were some good ones. Those are better than most of them that we've done.
Yes, there's Henry? One that's like, would you rather count to a million or like cut your arm off?
Yeah. Those were better ones. I think the app has gotten better because the last time we did it, I had to really hunt for some, but most of the ones I saw were really pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. For treat yourself, something that I've never seen before. I saw these at a grocery store about a couple weeks ago. Put them in the treat yourself. Put them in the treat yourself queue. We're going to check it out. These are called Welch's Multigrain Fruit Puffs.
Sounds good.
They come in three varieties. Well, I don't know how many varieties there were. I don't know if I think I got all... Did I get all three? I can't remember. I think there were maybe a couple others. But this is Concord Grape, mixed berry and strawberry. I think there might have been a couple other flavors, but I only bought three of them. They're in bags. They kind of look like, to me, I'm not sure what exactly they are, but they look like fruit-flavored Cheetos. And they come in a bag, like a Cheetos bag. So it's like a sweet Cheeto, I guess. I don't know. We'll see if that's what they taste like. But they look like grape and mixed berry and strawberry Cheetos.
It's like other flavors of the chocolate Cheetos that we had that one time.
Which one do you want to try first? Grape, mixed berry, or strawberry?
I think grape.
Okay. Do you guys like grape flavor?
Yeah, I actually do.
Well, I got to turn on your mic. Henry joined us.
I sometimes like grape flavor.
It's
sometimes.
Not like my absolute favorite, but I definitely like it. Grape juice is pretty good.
You know, your sisters don't like grape flavor at all. Do you know that?
Yeah, because of medicine, I think.
Yeah, when they were kids, vitamins. We used to give them, like, children's Tylenol that was, or, like, cold medicine, and it was grape flavored. And because of that, they still hate anything grape flavored. They think it's disgusting.
Oh, I thought it was because of those Flintstones, like.
No, I think it was because of, like, the children's Tylenol. It was, like, the liquid kind of, like, baby Tylenol and children's Tylenol.
Yeah, for a while, I didn't like when people made cherry flavoring a certain way. Because of medicine.
Yeah.
And I like it when medicine is flavored, but like...
Ooh. It's got a really strong... It smells like Concord grapes. Like actual grapes. Like it doesn't smell like a fake smell. It smells like a real grape smell. Try that.
It's funny because...
All right, I'm going to pass around a couple. Pass around a couple to everybody, then I'm going to mute the mics.
Oh, they are Cheetos.
Yeah, they look like... You know, they look like... jam-covered styrofoam peanuts.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they look like.
They definitely look a bit more like oily than Cheetos.
Right. Yeah. Pass these around, then I'm going to mute the mic so we can try them. Okay, it looks like they're made of like, they've got rice and sugar and tapioca syrup.
Sounds about
Wait,
right.
Wait, I've got one question.
And grape juice. So they're different than I expected them to be.
Yeah.
Because like all the fruit Wait. Flavor is on the outside.
Yeah, you know? I just have one question about these. Who filled the grape Jolly Ranchers with crunchy styrofoam?
Yeah, like all of the sticky, syrupy, fruity stuff is kind of on the outside. And on the inside, it's just like, I don't know, I guess it's rice and corn puffed.
Yeah, I wish the inside was grapey too. I kind of expected it to be more of like a Cheeto texture, but it's more like, it's about as crunchy as like confetti popcorn.
And I expect it to be like flavored all the way through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like it would be better if it was flavored all the way through, but I still really liked it. I give it delicious.
You give it delicious?
I would definitely snack on it.
Same.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
I'm going to give it an okay. It's not bad. I would snack on it, but I still think it's just okay.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the other flavors I'll like more.
It does taste like
it's
grape juice.
Bad.
I do like how it doesn't taste like fake grape. It tastes like
yes.
actual grape juice.
Like grape
great.
Juice. You know, with a name like Welch's,
yeah,
it has to be good. I never understood. Did you hear? Do you remember they used to use that slogan?
No, but that doesn't make any
sense. I
never
understood that slogan. That was their slogan when I was a kid, was, with a name like Welch's, it has to be good. I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's not that fake flavorings are bad. It's just kind of nice for them to taste, like, real.
I would understand if it were, like,
Wait,
with a name like
orange?
Dog poop, it has to be good. But Welch's doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
All right. Passing this around. We're doing the mixed berry next. Multigrain
oh,
fruit puffs. Welch's. No, this is strawberry.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, the other one's mixed berry.
The strawberry kind of look orangey. Almost
like
Cheetos.
It's a little
Cheeto,
weird.
Yeah.
These are basically like slightly more juice.
Oh,
based.
News. News that we did not cover. You got your braces off.
Oh, yeah.
You can have sticky stuff and it won't get caught in your braces.
Yeah, it took me a 2.5 hour orthodontist appointment.
But yay, you don't have. Yay, you don't have braces anymore. All right,
yeah, at the end. Wait, really quickly, at the end they gave me like a whole bunch of candy they couldn't eat with braces and like a balloon. Not that I really obeyed those rules.
That's
but...
really funny. All right, we're gonna mute the mics. These apparently have strawberries and strawberry juice concentrate and grape juice concentrate. Mm. What do you think?
So they're kind of they taste exactly like the
It tastes like strawberry jam to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
No, they taste like the dried out strawberries that are in cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like the little freeze-dried ones that come in, like...
Delicioso.
Which I personally really like. I'll give this, like, a...
Ew, seriously?
Oops, I fired off the wrong one.
Yum, 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 yum.
I'll give them,
Delicioso.
Like, a... I think I give both of these, like, a borderline delicious.
Yeah, I'm kind of
really
the
like
same
them.
Way. I think I might like these a little bit better than the grape. I'm going to give it a high A high okay.
Yeah, they're like right between okay and delicious. I think it's closer to delicious, but
I like
the one texture. More flavor, the fruit mixed berry.
Too high expectations for this.
Oh, really? Do you think these will be the best? I think they'll probably be about the same as the other ones. But who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, both of those are pretty tied for me. So,
you guys want these in your lunch tomorrow?
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
So yeah.
Definitely.
Is mixed berry like a flavor like in and of itself?
I don't know, man. I guess it's just different flavors of berries. Let's see what it says on the bag. It says... Well, it actually has, so it's got blueberry juice, strawberry juice, blackberry juice, grape. Yeah, so it's blueberry, strawberry, blackberry, and grape, which is, you know, mixed berries.
Technically,
I like that they have actual fruit flavor, so I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, I mentioned that, like, even though fake fruit flavors aren't bad, like, technically blackberries and grapes aren't real berries, but whatever.
Mom is joining us. She doesn't have a mic because she can share mine.
So two things. First of all, those mixed berry things. I feel like the blackberry is slightly overpowering. Not necessarily bad, but...
I was disappointed.
I like the mixed berry. I think I might like this one the best of all.
It tastes like...
To me, it's the only one. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting used to them. They're all about the same. I should probably say this is okay, but just for variety's sake, I'm going to say it's delicious.
Yum, yum, yum,
it's
yum,
okay.
Yum.
Delicioso.
I think this one's slightly lower for me. It's like a slightly high okay, while the other ones are borderline delicious. This one tastes like soap. Especially that one, blue...
The grape one?
No, the mixed berry one. Especially...
The mixed berry?
There's this one blue Jelly Belly that tastes like this that always, whenever I have it, it tastes like soap.
Oh, it's not blueberry, it's berry blue.
This tastes like berry soap.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not bad either.
What do you think of these?
Do you guys agree that it tastes, Allison, just like the little jam?
It does. Yeah, the strawberry I think tastes like strawberry jam.
The strawberry does, and the grape does.
And the grape
doesn't
tastes
the strawberry,
like grape jam or grape juice.
Doesn't the strawberry taste like dried strawberries and cereal?
To me, it tastes like strawberry jam.
That's what it tastes like to me too. Is strawberry jam?
Not homemade strawberry jam, but
like out of a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It is
Welch's
nice
strawberry jam.
And the grape tastes just like grape jelly. I'll be honest, the only one of these that I like at all is the grape, really. The strawberry is okay. And I think the mixed berry tastes like potpourri or soap.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
so like I said,
fake
fruit flavors aren't bad. But Mom, isn't it nice that they're like actual juice flavors? Like it actually has juice in it.
Make sure I have real fruit flavors, and that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
The thing that I thought was weird about, I expected it to be fruit flavored all the way through, kind of like how a Cheeto is Cheeto all the way through, but they're kind of like the flavor is all on the outside.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird.
One of the things
I like
best about it.
They're very much they remind me of those puffed Korean treats that we tried way long ago.
Yeah, one of our first treat yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I like about it. Yeah. One of the things I like about it is it has the texture of confetti popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like confetti popcorn,
It's kind of, it's kind of glossy and crunchy on the outside. It's almost got a very, very, very thin candy coating.
Yeah. Overall, I'd say that was a good, not great, treat yourself kind of.
The boys do want this in their lunch tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't eat them all then. The strawberry, I feel like the strawberry is okay. The mixed berry was meh. And I think the grape is delicious.
All right, then. So that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. So thank you, Henry, for joining us, and Mom for joining us for Treat Yourself. Thank you, William, for doing the podcast with me.
Thank you.
Can
do homework now.
Thank you. If you listen to the podcast, thank you for listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can send us an email at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at talktodadpodcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com, where you can stream all of our episodes. If you are listening and you like what you're hearing, the best thing you can do to help us out is leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That helps us get the word out. If you're listening and you really hate it, you don't have to leave us a review. It's fine. Thank you to everyone who is listening. We really do appreciate it. It's fun having a little bit of an audience. And if you have left us a review, thank you so much for your review. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. There's time for-